Want to know how maple syrup is made? Then take a trip to Sucrerie de la Montagne in Quebec, Canada. Here they still make it the traditional way, slowly and by hand. And if you love the flavour of maple, then stop for a meal. You'll find the syrup in just about everything, from the bread to the vegetables, from the coffee to the whiskey. And of course, expect plenty poured over your pancakes. Stéphane Fourchet is from Sucrerie de la Montagne.
My father grew up in the western suburbs of Montreal and would often go to the country, like most families do, to celebrate the end of winter and celebrate the new crop of maple syrup. He didn't know that he would end up buying a maple farm. It wasn't his life goal, but he quit his sales job in the city and moved out to the country and did little jobs here and there and eventually worked at a maple farm one fine spring and said, "This is what I like this. I want to do this." So my parents bought a working maple farm in February of 1978, same month I was born, so two big projects. There was a working maple farm here, we know for certain, since the 1930s. So my parents bought in 78 and added on a dining room in 81 with recycled 200-year-old barn wood and slowly built on one building at a time. So we have a general store and two cabins that are made from local houses of 200 years, taken apart one by one and rebuilt on the property. It's like a small French-Canadian village, traditional village. So we have a shuttle with horse and sleigh or horse and wagon coming up from the parking lot to the restaurant. You can go inside the sugar shack and visit where we make the maple syrup, and we can give you a guided tour explaining all the details of the production. Right next door is our bakery. We have a fieldstone oven, 4 meters by 3 meters, in which we can cook about 100 loaves of bread at a time, all on wood fire. And then you can go in and visit our dining rooms. And we serve a traditional French-Canadian lumberjack meal, serve family style at the table. All my grandmother's recipes have been used, and my wife, Véronique, is the head cook, and she and her team prepare the meal. And we have servers dressed in traditional aprons and arrowhead sashes. And our traditional musicians show you to play the spoons and maybe a local dance. Definitely an experience.
And what about the alcohol? Because I know as I came in, you welcomed me with a drink, and a maple syrup drink for that matter. So what sort of things you do with that?
There's a traditional drink in Quebec called caribou, named after the animal. Mix of red wine and some form of white whiskey and maple syrup or another sweet wine. So my dad made his own with its own name called wapiti, which is French for elk. That's a mix of red wine, ice cider, port wine, and maple syrup. Just a hint of white whiskey, just to keep the tradition. It's produced at a local winery that has its own orchard as well.
And how many visitors do you get here?
We have approximately 25,000 visitors in what we call sugar time, which is March and April, when we're producing maple syrup. More than half, probably three quarters of the visitors live an hour or two in the area of Montreal or Ottawa that come out here. But we have lots of international visitors throughout the year. And some do brave the cold of March and April. I keep telling them it's not that cold. It's above freezing during the day.
That's Stéphane Fourchet from Sucrerie de la Montagne in Quebec, Canada. For more information, visit sucreriedelamontagne.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.